All right, welcome to episode 396 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. We thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for health. Thank you for life. Thank you for salvation. Lord, may your name be exalted. Oh, Father, in any way we have sinned or erred by our words, our thoughts, our actions, we pray that may you please forgive, cleanse, and purify us. As we study your word this morning, I pray that may you come and teach us from your word, speak to us by your spirit, and give us the grace to not just hear your word, but practice it. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So today, God willing, we're going to be continuing the series on handling crises, right? And again, as you know, we used 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 to 20 as our backdrop. 1 Samuel 30 verses 1 to 20 as our backdrop. And we're going to continue from that, right? And we pretty much emphasized what happened in the first two or three verses, right? But we see, again, basically the backdrop is, again, if you missed 395, you should listen to it. But David and his men, they came to the town of Ziklag, right? They found it was burned. So their wives, their kids, their possessions, their safe haven was basically taken away from them, right? And I established last week that, again, the only thing of permanence is God in a person's life. That's the only thing that is reliable, that you can always count on, right? Worldly possessions and whatnot, they can be here today, gone tomorrow, right? So I then said that as a preview of coming attractions, so we'll talk about certain choices that David made, and those choices ended up making a big difference in the outcome of the crisis he was facing, right? They were active choices he made. They were not choices that are natural human being choices, but he actively made those choices, and that really helped with changing the course of the crisis that he was dealing with, right? So the thing is, the first active choice you're going to deal with when you're dealing with a trial, I'm going to talk about that from the book of James chapter 1, right? So James chapter 1, I'll read from verses 1 to 4, right? So James 1, and I'm going to use the New Living Translation today, right? So it says, this letter is from James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, writing to the 12 tribes, Jewish believers scattered abroad. Greetings. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, because they will come, guys, they will, consider it an opportunity for great joy, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be perfect and complete, needing nothing, right? So the very first thing I think we can see from this is that, hey, choose joy, right? Choose joy, right? Joy is not a natural human choice in a trial, right? Trials are tough. Trials suck, right? But God is saying that, hey, choose joy. This is the way God handles crises. Choose joy, right? Choose joy. Because, choose joy. Like, literally, I like what the reading here says. It says, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Be joyful. And why should you be joyful? You should be joyful because you know that, this trial is a growth opportunity, right? This trial is a growth opportunity because look at verse 3. It says, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be perfect and complete, needing nothing, right? Guys, you want to become perfect and complete, needing nothing, right? But for you to become perfect and complete, needing nothing, you need to go through trials so that your endurance, your faith can grow, right? So again, that is the first active choice you need to make in a trial. Choose joy. Keep perspective. Keep perspective. Keep perspective. Keep perspective. Keep perspective, right? Choose joy. It's not a natural choice to make when a trial is going on. You want to curse God and everything. But God is telling us today, choose joy. Be joyful in a trial. Be content in a trial, right? God is able to take care of you in that trial, right? And again, he knows the purpose behind that trial, right? And again, like I said, you're going to grow from that trial. And then another active choice that you need to make in a trial is setting an example. Right? Is setting an example, right? The thing is, if you look at the book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, that talks about how let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven, right? The thing is, David set an example for his men, right? Because his men, they were actually thinking of stoning him, right? But what did David do? David was not, yes, he was distressed, but the Bible says that he found strength in the Lord his God. You find that in verse 6 of our reading, right? He literally went to God. He set an example, right? Let me tell you this, as a Christ follower, you should always set an example. Again, that's why the Bible says, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, right? Many people don't realize this, but crisis is a phenomenal time to witness to people, right? Because people are in extremis, right? So they are more prone to listen to the word of God, right? During those circumstances, right? They are more prone to like notice a positive example during those circumstances, right? A trial is a witnessing opportunity. The three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? They were about to be tossed into the fire, right? In Daniel chapter 3, right? But they said, hey, we're not going to do that. They chose to stick it out with God. They chose to stand with God. That was a great witnessing opportunity. Look at all the people that were in the audience when they were taking that stand, right? Other Israelites that chose to bow before the graven image. King Nebuchadnezzar was there as well. Babylonians were there as well, right? That's a great witnessing opportunity, right? So like even say for example, you're a dad, right? You're a dad in your home, right? Set an example for your kids in the way you handle crisis, right? Set an example for your kids in the way you handle crisis, right? David set an example. He was not acting all roughshod like the other men that were in his camp were acting. And then another thing to know about a trial, right? Another choice is, let me put it this way, another choice you can make in a trial is to go to God, right? If you look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, you know, I think it talks about how you should be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, right? Go to God, right? Going to God is not a natural human choice, right? People just want to try and solve the trial by themselves, solve the problem by themselves. But no. We're being told, go to God, right? Go to God. If you look at our reading, you know, what did David do? You know, again, from verse 6, he found strength in the Lord his God, right? But he went to the priest, bring the effort, right? The priest brought it. Look at verse 8. David asked the Lord. He spoke to God, right? Guys, whenever a trial is ongoing, whenever a crisis is ongoing, stop and pray. Literally, stop and pray. Stop and pray. Go to God. There are many things that the Lord will give you. Number one, He'll give you comfort. He'll comfort you by His Holy Spirit. Number two, He'll give you strength, right? You need strength to deal with a crisis. You need strength to deal with a trial. The Lord will help you, right? And then a third thing that you will also get from the Lord is instruction and direction. Is instruction and direction, right? Because the thing is, when you go through trials, you want to be very choosy with your actions. You want to be very, very choosy with your actions, right? That's why it's so helpful to get that direction, right? Because the thing is, trials, they're a very high risk time to do very dumb things, right? Like Saul, when he was dealing with a crisis, he went ahead and, you know, made a sacrifice that he was not supposed to make. It was Samuel the prophet that was supposed to make that sacrifice. But Saul, right, because he was like being all antsy, he made that dumb decision and he just destroyed his life, right? So the thing is, in the midst of a trial, in the midst of a crisis, exercise patience and work with good direction, right? And good direction comes from the Lord, right? Good direction comes from the Lord. It's better to get an address that you can put into your GPS, follow the GPS and get to your destination on time, than to say, okay, you know what? I don't have time to type in this address. And then you miss a turn or whatever. And then you end up wasting more time, right? So exercise patience in a trial. Get direction. And again, part of exercising patience is literally just going to God, right? So get instructions first instead of just doing something. You know, I feel like many people, when they go through crises, they just want to do something. They're like, do something. Kind of like Job's wife. She was like, hey, curse God and die. Curse God and die. When Job was going through his trial, you can see that in the book of Job, right? Curse God and die. But no, guys, the fact that you're doing something doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do, right? You don't just do something. Wait for direction. Right? Look at it. It made sense for David to go in immediate hot pursuit of these Amalekites. I mean, these were literally his kids, his wives, right? His possessions, his men's wives and stuff, right? What should a natural human being do? They're like, hey, I'm going to get on my horse and start chasing hard. But no, he took the time to like pray, took the time to seek the face of God. Right? It may look slow in the eyes of man, but he was waiting for clear instructions, right? You don't just do things on a whim. You don't just do things impulsively. People that are impulsive, they tend to make a lot of mistakes. But people that go based on the word of God, go based on instruction and direction from God, they tend to make much better decisions, much more prudent decisions, right? So again, a trial, a crisis, like big time, you make dumb mistakes, right? So ask for direction. Don't just do something, right? Don't just do something. Be like David. Take measured responses in a trial. Be choosy with your actions in a trial. Let your actions be guided by divine guidance. So I think we're going to go ahead and stop here today. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for teaching us so much today about handling trials and crises. Give us the grace to be doers of the word. Give us the grace to follow your truth. Give us the grace to follow your precepts, that your name might be highly exalted. Please help us, O God. We can't do it in our own strength, but we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. So the strength and the grace that we need, please release unto us. Give us the grace to be choosy with our actions, to go to you, to encourage ourselves in you, right? To choose joy, even if it's not easy, it's not natural. But give us the grace to make the God's word choice, that your name might be highly exalted. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and you've not surrendered your life to the Lord, I will strongly encourage you to do so. It's literally the best life decision you can make. But again, I'm not here to extract the commitment from you. Listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website, 254 and 287. You know, tells you about the cost of following Jesus, because there is a cost. But again, I promise you, like, that cost, you won't be paying it on your own. The Holy Spirit will help you. The grace of God will help you, right? But it's the best decision you can make in your life, to commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you for listening to me today until episode 397. Have a wonderful week. God bless you, and bye for now. Thank you.